let's start it off with something that might make you a little hungry. President Donald Trump hosted the national champion Clemson football team at the White House Monday night for their big win, celebrating that. And here's him earlier in the day talking about the menu for that dinner.
And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food.
Nothing but respect for my president. Chicken nuggets and Trump for 2020.
I was going to say, he's got your vote for that alone right there. I thought it was so funny. Like, you see this fancy White House, like, dishes and trays and stuff.
Candles
and
lit.
Yeah, and it's like sweet sour sauce for nuggets and Big Mac sect everywhere.
It was awesome.
You know, the president's like, hey. You don't need to take that many.
Yeah, leave some for me.
I would have loved to have some of that. This is kind of scary, but goes to show with everything happening with the TSA and people calling out sick because of the whole government shutdown, what could happen? A passenger carried a gun on his flight out of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the TSA said that standard procedures were not followed, and a passenger did, in fact, go through the standard screening, so they didn't skip a line. They went through the normal way, and they actually had the firearm on them. The man boarded a flight to Tokyo. When he landed, he told the airline workers, like, hey, I have a gun. So I don't know if they forgot it. It always amazes me. It's like, don't you check all your bags before you go?
Well, why did he even say anything? Shouldn't he have just, like, not said anything?
I feel like when you're in another country and you break a law,
yeah.
I just would have left my gun and ran.
They probably would have chopped his hand off or something.
Something like that, or locked you up. I just would have been like, went in the bathroom and put that in the garbage can. Okay, and last thing here, kind of speaking of people that are, furloughed or having a hard time, this is kind of cool if you want to help out federal employees. There's a new website called Pay It Furloughed. Like, pay it furloughed, like pay it forward.com, where you can buy a beer for a federal employee who's out of work right now because of the government shutdown. So it's not going to help pay their bill, but hey, I wouldn't mind a beer if I didn't have a paycheck right now.
Wow.
I'd take a little something. They need to have like a wine option out there too, maybe some hard liquor. Alex, you guys got me into the iPhone world, and I think we all have one here on the Joe and Alex Show. Does anybody actually have the Apple AirPods, though? Those are the wireless headphones.
My boyfriend, the Egyptian, does.
Oh, my God.
I hate those things.
Okay. Do you know what they can do?
What?
Oh, my God. This is not good at all. This is not... You might want to watch out for your boyfriend.
What now?
I can't believe you didn't know about this. They're saying that the Apple AirPods can listen live to you.
There you go. See?
They can hack you. No, like it could be your boyfriend doing this on purpose. If you have AirPods, you can press the listen live button to on, and you can leave your phone in the room with someone and hear everything that they're saying on the
what?
AirPods. Yep. How creepy is that? Has anybody actually done that, by the way? If you're listening here to the Joe and Alex Show, 833-563-2539. That's 833-JOE-ALEX.
That's scary.
I mean, I would like it because I'm always, like, paranoid. I don't know. It's just an insecurity. I'm always wondering what people are saying about me.
Oh, my God. Psycho.
Yeah, I know. But do you ever think that the Egyptian is, like, leaving his phone in the room and
he's
listening to something that you say?
I guarantee he doesn't even know that exists.
Okay, come on. Have a little respect for the Egyptian. I don't think he's that dumb.
He doesn't know that.
Now, if you knew about that, would you ever do that? Be honest.
Oh, of course you would.
I might have to try it out, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, hey, can I borrow those AirBuds for a few days?
Well, Valentine's Day's coming up. I want to know what he's going to get me, and my birthday's coming up, so.
Then it's not a surprise. Why can't you wait?
Because she needs to know everything.
Yeah.
Come on, you should know that by now, pork chop. And finally, is it possible that we've been missing out on an amazing thing here? A hidden feature on McDonald's French fry boxes for our entire lives? Somebody on Twitter posted this, and they took the cardboard flap. You know, at the very top of the fry goes up there?
Yeah.
They posted it, and they bent it back, and they say you're supposed to use that, because I've seen the photo, as like a ketchup holder.
Oh,
for
yeah.
your fries. And it blows my mind. Remember when we saw those Chick-fil-A things, like the little customizations?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if this is a really smart person, or wait, is McDonald's not telling us something?
Nobody's telling us anything.
I worked at McDonald's for 5 years. I didn't even know that.
Oh, really? You worked there for 5 years?
Yeah.
I worked there for 4 hours and I got fired.
So
good for you. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.